Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, Man of Glass, Monday night. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our program. Ideas that we have, and you know, one of the things that should be a mad for a lot of people, and I don't think it's enough of a mad, is the fact that we are not moving forward as we should. Now, you listen to these the business news, you hear all these companies regrouping and putting in supposedly better people and changing things around. And these are all profit-making companies. So they're doing it to make money. Now, with the disabled, it would be a whole different story. If they listened to the Inner Sight way, they would be doing it to save money for the government and to give the agencies more freedom to help us and to alleviate. I would say we could alleviate 90% of the homelessness in this country. You're always going to have people who are going to wander out onto the street and who want to be there. You can't stop that. They're mentally ill or whatever it is. But I would say 90% of homelessness could be eliminated if they would change the way this system operates, allow the agencies to raise money for housing along with the government, let the government put up half, and let the agency put up half. Now, that would alleviate a lot of government spending. And along with, coupled with the fact that every eligible apartment must and should be made accessible, now you're going to have to amend that law, that ADA law, when they first created it. I don't know who it was that had the idea that if you go back to a certain year, you don't have to be accessible. I mean, that doesn't apply to anybody else, only us.
No, it doesn't.
I'm glad I didn't do it. Tell you that. So,
it's true.
That has to be straightened out. The money for housing has to be straightened out. And the agencies should be raising money to help people with housing. Now, you know, you can't let's say you're in a shelter, you're disabled. You can't go to let's say you're a blind person. You can't go to the agencies for the blind and say, hey, I found this, I'm in a shelter because of A, B, and C, you know, what happened, whatever. I found this apartment. I need $1,500 to get in or whatever it may be. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I got half of it from the government. I'd like you to fundraise and raise the other half. And how can you go wrong with that? The agency is going to make damn-ass money on that.
Mm-hmm.
If they have to raise $750 or whatever it is, $1,500, whatever the case may be, you know that they're going to raise triple the amount. And now they've got a good excuse. Oh, we got to help this homeless blind person who's in a shelter.
Oh, God.
I mean, you can't get better than that.
No, you can't.
The government is standing in our way.
I agree with
by
that.
Not creating this kind of a situation. They're standing in our way. Now, I'm getting all these flyers from people who want to be elected. What the hell are they going to do for us?
Nothing.
You know, how can you elect people who stand by and allow people to fall out of bed in nursing homes, get killed, be mistreated, the death of a guide dog and the American Disability Act with no money behind it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to vote for somebody like that.
Neither am I. I'd rather put in Mickey Mouse than that.
You can vote who, you know, I don't tell people who to vote for.
Mm-mm.
But those three criteria that we face, you know, nothing is being done about it. I applied to the county, Suffolk County, New York, here on Long Island, and I applied through someone who I know will try to get me an appointment.
And that's good.
She's a neighbor. Mm-hmm. She's a next-door neighbor of the county exec. She knows.
Oh, nice.
Mm. Oh, she's got to walk next door, knock on the door, and says, you know, inner sight wants to talk to you, you know, call, you know.
Yeah.
So I haven't heard a thing yet. What I want, I know many other people want it too, is the county to do something about Milton's murder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, contact his damn school and say, look, you murdered a guide dog. We don't know the whole story. The woman was arrested. If you refuse to be licensed and regulated, we don't want you in this county.
Mm.
You know, give them a reasonable time. You got 60 days to get licensed and regulated and show us what safety features are going to be administered by the law, not by people who work for the school, by the law. That's what I want, and that's what I'm going to present in the form of almost 80,000 petitions.
Mm.
You know, I want to see them disregard that. Politicians like numbers, they say. Yeah. Well, I don't always believe that. I think they only like numbers that they like.
Yeah.
It's different.
It is
so
a bit different.
So if I get my quest and get before the county legislator, I will present this and I will tell them, you know, we have 122. By the way, get me a number, would you?
Okay.
We have 120.
You know, it starts with 120K, so I'm going to get the rest of it.
But do it quietly. We have 122,000 listeners, and I would, of course, throw that out to the county.
122,042.
All right. Over 122,000 listeners.
Correct.
And half of that has signed the petition, more than half, have signed the petition. So, Inner Sight is trying to make a difference. Where the hell are the damn agencies who are supposed to care about blind people? A guide dog was murdered. You don't even hear them talk about it.
Oh, no.
So this is what
they
we're
shoved it
to
under
do.
The rug. That's why.
So,
yeah.
We at Inner Sight are moving forward, but we're limited because we don't have the funds to really do what needs to be done. So we do it in a way that we can. I spoke Friday at the advocate meeting. Everybody agreed. Everybody loved it. I sat next to a woman who, whose aunt just died in a nursing home. You know, everywhere you go, everywhere you turn,
misery.
You're going to hit this thing right on the head because it's happening to people. Or it's going to happen. It's about to happen. It will happen. You can damn ass count on it.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but it's true.
It's true.
You're going to find people who have had horrible experiences with these nursing homes. So I got up and voiced my opinion, and there was a woman there talking about the nursing home transitional program.
Mm-hmm.
And that hit me. I just couldn't resist. You know, as a matter of fact, that's going to be the theme for our Wednesday night show. Nursing home programs are incomplete.
That's true.
Put it down. Write it down now.
Okay.
Nursing home programs are incomplete.
Okay, that sounds good. Come on.
On Friday.
Yeah.
Can you please stop? Don't let noise.
What helps me type? I'm just going to do that. I was ready to do that. Hold on.
And when this woman got up and was talking about the nursing home transitional program, I just could not resist speaking my mind and saying that we've got to get rid of these nursing homes. They're horrible. Nothing is being done other than inner sight, and now Silo is part of it. I don't know of any other agency.
Well, we have to keep going.
I told of how we get phone calls, how people have died, people are suffering, families are being broken up, people's money is being taken, and how these programs do not really protect people from going into a nursing home. For the simple reason that there's no provision, no money to do something better with these nursing homes, and that's accessible housing.
Mm-hmm.
That should be part of the program, this nursing home transitional program. Part of that should be money to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. And the government won't do that because they want nursing homes. So we've got to try to raise the money in some other way. And hopefully by doing all this publicity, the news conference coming up early December, we will attract someone who will either help us get the money or will have the money. We need to do a campaign and aim it right at the government, right at the Congress.
Yeah.
Look what you're causing here. People don't want this.
That's true.
So that's
a lot of people don't.
That's the gist on that. And brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, Inner Sight, Matter Glad. 631-286-0444, Tom and Michelle, and the great presence of Milton in their store. Tom and Michelle, Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport, New York. Check it out. Hey, we're brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. I want to thank them for their $750 donation. Helps Inner Sight go forward, keep the show on the air. And for all their support in putting information up on their website. Now, supporting the news conference coming up on nursing homes. I think it's going to be a big success.
Mm-hmm.
They applauded it at the advocacy place. So I'm sure that many, many people are going to be there, and many more will try to zoom them in or whatever. Silo Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. Joe Delgado, the executive director, Silo. All right, we're brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island. My buddy Gary, dog food, cat food, medical, 631-484-3085. 484-3085. If you have an animal and you need the food, just give Gary a call. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight hotline is 631-224-3090. And this is Mad or Glad Monday. All the Beautiful Children of the World, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ali Campbell, Athena, and all the others. Go an extra mile for a child. And one of our volunteers called me today and told me that her son, 38-year-old guy, has been stricken with a brain aneurysm.
Oh,
and
boy.
They don't know if he's going to live or not. But prayers for John.
Okay.
Who is a good guy. He's disabled, too. He's a,
yeah.
A mental disability. So offer up prayers for John. Ask the angels to watch over them.
Yeah.
But you never know what's going to happen next in this world. That's why you got to have life to the fullest. And the only way to do that is to have freedom. If you don't
That's
have
true.
Freedom, you don't have nothing.
You're right.
And we don't have freedom.
No, we don't.
When
I wish we
when
did.
You make Stop interrupting me. You want to talk?
Sorry, I couldn't hear it.
Recognize me. Remember what we said? And I'll let you talk. Stop interrupting.
I couldn't hear you. That's the only thing. Sorry.
Well, turn your volume up. Whatever you got.
I will.
All right. Freedom. If you don't have freedom, you haven't got anything. You know, you're disabled and you plan a trip and you have to call ahead to make sure things are accessible. That's not freedom.
No, what is it?
That's a bullcrap. Nobody should have to do that. We should understand and it should be understood that it's there, like it's there for everybody else. But we don't have freedom.
No, we don't.
I don't call it freedom. A friend of mine went to visit his sister in Carolina, a disabled guy. I'm not going to mention any names. His sister's house is not accessible. He's in a wheelchair. He had to stay in a motel. Even though he was visiting his sister, I don't call that freedom.
No.
Hell no. So, freedom is the key word. And that's why Inner Sight exists, to let people know. That's all we can do right now, is let people know that we don't have freedom. Because
That's
we don't
true.
Have the funds to really play it up big.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You want to call in 213-816-1650 on the Inner Sight Mad or Glad Monday line. And what we need is a candidate who's going to listen to us. who's going to listen to our ideas of how the government can save money, and who's going to pledge to do something about it, and in addition to that, prove that pledge by doing something now to help people. That's what we need. Somebody who's at least appears to be believable. So that's what InnerSight believes, and that's what we need at the advocacy conference. There was a guy who spoke, the son of Henry Viscotti, who Henry is the founder of the Viscotti School for the Disabled, and he's the one credited with starting the independent living movement. So his son spoke, talking about achievements, you know, mostly connected to the school and all that, and giving people opportunities and education and all that. And I never met Henry, but he was good friends with a dear friend of mine, Brian Cruz, who passed away. And Brian did the sports on my radio show for a couple of years while we had it. And Viscotti was a good guy, and his son is a good guy. So I'm sitting there and listening to him, and I'm saying to myself, how many of those people that you have given opportunities to, education and you know, an opportunity, and have gone out and maybe gotten a job and all that, you know, how many of those people are going to wind up in a nursing home?
A lot.
In other words, the feeling is it's incomplete.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do anything about the problem, and that's only one thing. You know, what about the ADA? What about the service dog school? If you're not doing anything, see, that's the problem with these agencies.
Mm-hmm.
They don't reach out to do something about the problem. That's why Silo has us.
Because
we can reach out. They can't.
Mm-hmm.
And we're at a disadvantage because we don't have the money to do what we want to do. But, you know, the guy, Dr. Viscotti, told some nice stories. He's a nice guy. He's disabled himself, I understand. But what good is it if tomorrow you're in a nursing home?
It's not good at all.
So I'm sitting there, and this is going through my mind, you know, another guy with obviously a lot of money, you know, why isn't he doing something? And you could connect the nursing homes up with that school very easily. We don't want any of our students to wind up in a nursing home.
That's right.
And this is what we're going to do about A, B, and C.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what we deal with. Now, I went around to the different tables, you know, and I talked to some people who were involved with the open door, transitional, all this. I don't even like these names. You know, I never would have called them these things.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But anyway, and everyone that I talk to agrees that there shouldn't be nursing homes. You know, they said, "Oh, you know, we can only do so much." So
that's
the money
nothing.
Is being wasted.
Yeah.
What the hell good is the money?
It isn't.
Well, you still got the nursing homes there.
That's right.
Well, that's going to be our subject Wednesday night. Nursing home programs are incomplete. Did you write it down?
I wrote part of it down, but I'll write the rest of it. Let me
I'll
get it there a second. Yeah, I am.
Wednesday night, our nursing home show. That'll be our theme. Nursing home programs are incomplete. We'll explain how.
Okay. Hold on.
So everyone agrees at this advocacy program. I didn't run into one person who said they didn't want to get rid of the nursing home. Everyone is in agreement with that, with this. And they like the idea of turning them into accessible housing. Sure, we need housing. What better idea?
That's right.
So,
I love the idea, but I don't know how other people, if they like it.
What?
Forget it. Don't worry about it. Just keep moving on.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Nothing. Just do the show. That's all.
Man of Glad Monday, 3816-1650. If you want to call in, you want to talk about one of the three main issues that we are now concentrating on and contemplating a new brochure, the ADA, incomplete, the service dog schools, no licensing, no regulation. Last but not least, the nursing home. Those three areas, right there. If we could get what we want with those three areas, people would be free in this country.
Oh, yeah.
That would be our freedom.
Yes,
because
it would be.
You would have not only laws, but enforcement.
That's right.
Of those laws. That's what you need. Laws are no good without enforcement.
Correct.
All right, Insight. Anybody on the line?
Not that I saw, just us two, but let me take another look on it.
All right, Matt.
Yeah, we got a, it looks like a Skype caller. It's all one, so I don't know who it is. Let's put it that way. They haven't rung in to be listened to, so
all right,
that's that.
All right, if you want to call or you want to speak, push the prompt. Number one.
Yep.
And we'll recognize you.
Well, they didn't do anything, so
no.
Let them listen to us because they're just, you know, chilling out.
So ours is indeed a fight for freedom and to make a difference and to not only for us, but for everyone. I mean, think about it. The freedom that would bring lower taxes.
Mm-hmm.
The freedom that would bring agencies partnering up with us.
Mm-hmm.
The freedom that would bring getting people out of shelters into housing.
Yeah.
I mean, the list goes on. The list is endless. The freedom
yes,
that would mean... The freedom that would mean people could go for jobs and have total accessibility like everybody else and pay taxes. The freedom that would mean not penalizing people because somebody gave them an extra $100 for the month.
Yeah.
I mean, what
Terrible.
The hell are we, garbage?
Exactly. That's how I felt from the beginning.
The freedom that would change the criteria.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're disabled. That's it.
That should be the criteria, yeah.
So all these freedoms, you know, and the bottom line, we get to live our lives the way everyone else does.
That'd
and
be
also,
great.
Also, you wouldn't have to worry as much, God forbid,
mm-hmm.
if you become disabled, because all these things will be in place.
That's right.
Big difference.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Fiscotti made it a point, and I applauded him on it, that we should not have to fight for every little thing that people take for granted. So, right. I'm thinking of giving him a call.
Yeah, you should.
Wonder what he would think about this nursing home.
Mm.
You know, problem is a lot of people are in some way affiliated with nursing homes.
Yeah, some way with nursing or whatever.
So, but, hey, you never know.
Yeah.
All right, in a site, let's see, tomorrow night is open mic.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday is a nursing home show.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday we'll have a subject. And Friday is the funnies. You know, Louie will be here, Pepper, which whacked
one
up Pepper so
too. Yeah.
And at the week of Inner Sight, so we hope you join us. 831 New York. Mad or Glad Monday. Halloween's coming up. I want to dress up as an anti-nursing home advocate.
There you go.
Whatever that looks
like. I think I'd be on the way and on behind you when it comes to that.
You know, you ought to do a damn demonstration on Halloween. Get some kind of a model made up or something and do a demonstration
mm-hmm.
of the horror of nursing homes.
Oh, yeah.
You should
do that. A lot of people could say, you say nursing home. People either open their mouth or they don't believe that the person's in the nursing home because they hated it, whatever. I said, send that person towards me. I'll make them aware that there's a discrepancy, you know, and where it is.
Well, it's their problem. They don't believe it. Let them go witness it.
Yeah.
You know. But you ought to get some kind of a replica, a model or something.
Okay.
And,
yeah.
And dress up and, you know, do it for Halloween. Halloween's supposed to be a scary.
Yeah, right. What about the nursing home scaring us?
Well, that could be part of it. But, you know, you got to be creative, man. You got to be dramatic.
Yeah, well, I'm being creative. I will take that and use it. Yeah.
Well, you don't have much time.
No, we don't. Really need to, you know, see if I can get you to come with me only on the weekend so I can look up, you know, some of these malls and see if it's good or not.
Well, you don't need a mall for that. You just go out in front of a damn nursing home and do it.
All right, we could do that. Doesn't matter. Either way, to me, I'll do both.
But you got to get the right information.
Exactly. That's what I always worry about.
How many names we got on the petition for nursing home?
Last time I looked, and that was early today. It was 175, but I don't know if it grew overnight. It could have, but I didn't get a chance to check it early.
We still got the same amount.
Oh, you looked it up? Yeah.
You sent it into Silo, right?
Yeah, I told him about it while she was on the phone with me. She called me. I'm sorry?
Did you send her the link?
Yeah, I did, and what I had sent her. Let me check it in the morning and see if it's okay.
Did she get it?
Yeah, she said, and then she said she would have to speak with Joe, and that was the end of the conversation there.
So she got it, right?
Yeah, she got it. And she's sending it off to Joe to
see
what a good
follow up and find out what they're too, because you can use that.
Yeah, exactly.
Got to get some more names on that damn thing.
I know. Don't tell me. I've been looking at so many different ways online. I saw something at a fair this, you know, past weekend, and I said, ooh, that's not a bad idea. What it was, it was make a, how would you say, a desk to actually explore all the, you know, different things, you know, that they have to offer. That's all I got to hold of. Hold on. Ah, I'm going kooky. Sorry.
I don't know. I have no idea what you just said. What thing?
Neither do I. So don't feel bad. Just continue. It's one of my whatever they want to call it.
Anyway. Yeah, the idea of freedom, of course, will be highlighted in the brochure that we're going to do. And, you know, put it out there. Put it up on the website. And
okay.
Get it out.
Yeah, that shouldn't be a problem before morning.
Probably have some pictures in it.
Oh, cool.
Been giving a lot of thought to this brochure.
Yeah.
The three ideas of freedom.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. 213-816-1650, brought to you by Kennedy Realty. My buddy Anthony Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Kennedy Realty. Get the Able News.
Yep. Oh, come on.
All right. In a
I'll site. Get him in a second.
And the Able News.
It's coming. Just slow.
Melody.
Okay, it's coming.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. You know what the big mad for millions of us? Some people don't even talk about it, but when you go to a doctor or a hospital, you're treated for something. You're not given a choice what kind of medication you want or what kind of treatment or, you know, they'll write a prescription, and 95% of the time you can be damn sure it's all drugs with side effects.
Mm.
Now, in a site, when we get what we want, we will give people freedom to be able to be treated. And this would be especially important for disabled people, because a lot of disabled people are taking these long-term drugs and getting worse.
And getting worse.
A lot of them are even dying early. So we, by freeing up the medical, by the government paying half and the agencies raising half, to give a person the freedom, if talking about freedom again, it's the freedom again, the freedom of choice. Oh, I don't want to go to this hospital. Look at the side effects on the drugs, heart attack, cancer, whatever, all this crap. I want to find a doctor who gives you good stuff and will work with me. Now, the only way you can do that is if you have the damn money.
That's the truth.
So with the inner sight way, in changing this system, if the government puts up half the money for your medical and the agencies put up the other half, now you got the freedom of choice. You don't have the control of the government over you. And it works all the way down the line. Whatever you need to be independent. So there's another aspect of freedom that these agencies are not fighting for, or they can't fight for it. They can't interfere with that kind of a system. The government will take away their money. But inner sight can inform people, as we do, and let people know that this is one of the ideas. And, of course, this will be in the brochure that we're working on for Inner Sight. I guess we'll call it Inner Sight Freedom. There's so many different great things that come out of this, you know, that a person would have the security to know that, oh, I can't go to a nursing home. They're not there anymore. I mean, that would be a miracle to have that kind of a system, you know, and to have the money.
Yeah, that's
to get the care in your own home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what all the advocates want to fight for, but they can't.
Yeah.
They all want it. All the nursing home transitional people want it.
Yeah.
They can't fight for that. They have to go by the stupid application and the stupid criteria and interview for a year and a half and then say, oh, we can't help you.
That's what happened with me recently.
Not only you, it happened to millions of people.
Yeah, a lot of people.
So,
yep.
There you have a very, very frustrating and horrible situation. And many times it's frustrating for the people who have to administer this program.
Yeah.
But when I talk to them, and I say, you know, the only solution is not to have nursing homes. They agree.
They agree, is right.
But they're sitting there with their brochure, you know, and their application.
Oh, geez.
You know, and where does it go? It doesn't say on the application, and we guarantee they never go to a nursing.
That would be a beautiful thing. No, it doesn't.
Not only to say it, but to back it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Back it up.
Yeah.
So, to say the least, it's a horrible system. It offers no freedom.
None whatsoever.
We are determined to get rid of it. So that's the subtitle for Wednesday night. Nursing home programs are incomplete.
Okay.
Yeah, right. You get it?
Yeah, I am getting it. Nursing home programs are incomplete, right?
That's it.
Okay.
All right. Inner Sight, like to be on the show, give us a call. Inner Sight, 631-224-3090. Or you can send us an email, InnerSight. Email, InnerSight 1620 at gmail.com. And once again, prayers for John, who suffered a brain aneurysm.
Uh-huh.
And we're hoping and praying that he's going to pull through.
Yes. I'll put him in my prayers.
Here's a guy who takes... also had a few months ago, he had a blow to the head.
Yeah.
And he also takes psychiatric medication.
Oh, boy. Between the two.
Take your choice.
What do you want? Yeah.
Stop interrupting me.
I'm sorry.
Stop it.
Okay. No problem.
Oh, God.
Why don't you continue and I'll get off the show.
A few months ago, John had a blow to the head and taking the medicine for, I don't know, how many years. Take your choice. Was it the blow to the head or was it the medicine? Now, also, there's a video up on YouTube which states that there are 5 different substances in this country, in the food chain in this country, that are destroying people's brain. Now, I don't know what they are, but I'm going to find out. I'm going to put them up on the site. 5 different substances in the food. So take your choice. I mean, just hope he's going to pull through. He probably will be physically disabled, I would imagine. All right, in a site, you want to call in 213-816-1650. Now, what do you want to say? You want to say something? Go ahead, say it.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. It's
now
gone.
You don't want.
That's... Yeah, but it's gone.
That makes
it
worse.
It does make it worse, but what am I going to do? Makes things a lot worse.
Be quiet and be the engineer. That's all you should do.
No, I wasn't talking about that. Sorry.
All right. Man of Glad Monday and baseball, the World Series. Have to find out. We'll get a report on that tomorrow night from Louis.
Yeah,
he's
right.
All into that.
Yes, he is.
We'll see if we can pick his brain a little bit on the World Series tomorrow night. And the football season is underway.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who go for that stuff, I'm not a football fan. Of course, a couple of those guys got together and gave us money to do this nursing home program, I'd be a football fan.
I would really
learn the game.
That'd be cool.
All right, in a sight. Mad or glad Monday? Anything you're mad about or glad about?
Mad about my stomach. Still hurts even
what?
Though I treated it. I'm mad about my stomach. I, you know, still treated it, you know, with a little bit of respect, you know, that it deserves the parts of your body. You have to learn that, I suppose. But anyway, if you find yourself, you know, I can't talk today. Don't know why. But we'll continue.
What happened
Frank,
to
continue.
Your stomach? Tell people what happened to your stomach.
It just hurts like heck right now. Really bad, too.
Well, what did you eat?
Let me see. I had meat, like a chili type of thing, but it didn't have that much chili in it, you know, but it was a chili, supposed to be a chili thing. My husband makes it really good.
Did it have
peas? I ate it. No, no peas.
No
just
peas?
Beans, yeah, all different types of beans. But
They usually put cheese in chili.
Oh, no, not this one. Didn't have it. It just had sauce and a lot of my rice.
Spicy.
No, it wasn't spicy. That's the weird part. It was a decent tasting thing. It's just my stomach is not working right. I don't know.
Well, what did it have? Chopped meat and beans and what else?
Chopped meat, beans, rice, pretty sweet sauce. It wasn't like a really overwhelming sauce, so that was good. And it, I thought it was okay. Turns out my stomach is doesn't like a new thing now. A lot of tomato sauce.
you need to take hydrochloric acid.
I got to look into that this week.
During your meal.
Yeah.
It really helps.
Exactly. Yep.
All right.
I've been feeling nauseous all day. Sorry.
Yeah, you need to try that hydrochloric acid. Take some ginger.
Yeah, I'm gonna try it. Yeah. Yeah. Excuse me.
Fennel. Fennel. All those things. 850 New York Center site. 213-816-1650. How are we doing with the phones? Anybody on the phone?
No, not that I saw. Let me look again. Oh, shut up, phone. Sorry. Okay, let me see where we are at. No, we're still just a two here. Okay?
All right. So if anybody wants to be a part of the dream for Inner Sight, and it is a dream, we want to make it a reality. You want to be a part of the dream. You want to help. You want to be a volunteer. We really could use a good fundraiser. We don't have the money to pay you right now. But if you believe in the dream, I believe that you will get paid.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody out there, who believes in freedom, who believes that we don't need nursing homes, who believes that guide dogs should be more protected at the schools, who believes that the American Disability Act needs to be revised and amended and so on. Contact Inner Sight. We can use your help. Call the Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090, or you can send us an email, Inner Sight, that's I-N-N, like Nancy, E-R-S-I-G-H-T, like vision, one word, Inner Sight, 1620-1620. @gmail.com. So if you'd like to be a part of this dream that would really help everyone, not just the disabled, help everyone. Because it'll open the door, it'll help keep families together.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many ways this concept works. Benefit everyone.
How?
And that's why we encourage people to be a part of it. All right, I want to thank all our friends, all our donors, everyone who helped us stay on the air. Suffolk Plus Corp is another one.
Mm-hmm.
We really appreciate your help.
Oh, thank you.
And we look forward. We're looking forward to the Nursing Home News Conference early December. So I hope you're lining up people for that. I hope you have a list.
Sorry.
What?
Sorry, I sneezed. Sorry about that.
You got to have a list. Make a list of people who want to involved with the nursing home, with the news car.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
They have a list of at least 100 people.
Wow.
All right, so work on it.
Yeah, got nothing to lose at this point and everything to gain.
All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night, open mic.
Mm-hmm.
This has been Inner Sight. And anybody out there need help, give us a call or drop us an email, innersight1620@gmail.com. Anybody who is trying to keep a loved one out of a nursing home, we would love to hear from you. We'd love you to be part of our news conference.
That'd be nice.
I want to find people who are trying to take care of their loved ones so they don't have to go into a nursing home.
That sounds like a good plan, right there.
All right, thank you so much for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Be with you tomorrow night on the open mic.
Yeah.
And don't forget, Wednesday night is our nursing home show. We'll tell you how all these programs are incomplete.
Yeah.
All of them. No completion to these programs. Because people can go on the program and still wind up in the nursing home.
That's right.
To me, that's an insult.
It is an insult. It's a big insult, to be honest.